This
is a podcast from Leeds Student Radio.
I've got a list of strange sports. Some of them are true and some of them are completely made up by myself and Abby in Old Bar before the show. And they're all really, really strange. And so I've got the names of the sports, and after each one I've got a brief description, and I want to know from you both, Josh and Brendan, whether you think it's a real sport or whether you think it is a spoof. Utter nonsense, okay?
Right.
Okay.
You guys ready for this?
Yeah. So I've googled sport. A sport is an activity involving physical exertion and skill in which the individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment.
So. Cheating already, I see.
Yeah. Being very
this should be really easy.
Well, the names of the sports I've got are official ones named on the internet. And, you know, Google never lies, so we'll see what happens there. Okay, so the first sport, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Is pancake frisbee. So basically, it's kind of as you'd expect. It's frisbee, but with a pancake instead of an actual frisbee. And if you catch it, then you get to eat it. So not only do you, you know, get a victorious moment of catching the frisbee, you also get to eat the pancake as a little reward. What do you reckon? Sport or spoof?
Well, definitely a sport.
Sounds like it's going to have to be pretty stale pancake to be able to throw it, but I'm going to say not a sport.
Okay, so you're going sort of different there. You're saying spoof and you're saying sport, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can confirm that, Brendan, you are right. It is not a sport. It
as
is
always.
A... Yeah! Someone's getting a bit cocky already.
Culinary sports need to be a thing now.
Yeah, indeed. It's okay, Josh. You know, it could all change around. Okay, so moving on to the next one. Extreme ironing. So this is basically ironing, but you do it in dangerous conditions. For example, underwater or whilst parachuting. Can you imagine that? Ironing whilst parachuting. Do you think that's a sport or do you think that's a spoof?
I know that's definitely a sport. I watched the championships last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen pictures of it online. So
wow,
I think it's a sport.
Okay. You guys do know your sports. That is indeed a real sport.
Yeah!
Can we just talk about the fact there's championships?
There is a championships.
There is apparently a world championship of extreme ironing.
Ironing underground.
It's
underground ironing, yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone's done it before, but we can.
Has it become part of the X Games yet? That's what I want to know.
Oh, it should be.
It certainly should be.
Indeed. So moving on to the next one. Gaga ball, which is a variation of dodgeball where you have to hit players beneath the knees to get them out. So this is kind of like the lower body version of dodgeball. What do you reckon? Is Gaga ball a sport or a spoof?
Dodgeball is a spoof.
Well, with health and safety going mad, that sounds like a sport.
Yeah.
Yeah? Like a sport? Well, you are indeed both correct again, because it is a sport. A bit of a strange name. I didn't know if the name would catch you out there with Gaga ball, but apparently not. Apparently you know your sports quite well. Okay, this one, water cricket. So, again, quite self-explanatory. This is cricket, but in the water. Although, unlike conventional cricket, you don't actually get a bat. So you just hit it with your hand instead. A bit like volleyball, kind of, but you have to do the runs, you have the wickets still. What do you reckon, sport or spoof?
Sounds possible.
Is it sub-aqua or swimming?
I can't give you any more information than that, unfortunately.
Not a sport.
Not a sport? What do you reckon?
I'm going to say not a sport.
Again, you guys are absolutely right.
Hell no!
It's not a sport. Although I can imagine it would be quite a fun sport. You guys are doing very, very well so far. There's still three more left to catch you out on. Or, you know, you might get them right as well. Bunny jumping. So this is basically the same as horses jumping, but for bunnies. So this is like show jumping for bunnies, basically. Do you think it's a sport or do you think it's a spoof?
How easy are those things to train?
Who knows?
I don't know.
The wave a carrot, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to say not sport because.
I'm going to go with yes. It's sport.
Did I just hear wave a carrot?
Wave a carrot.
Fun way of, you know, encouraging them to do so. It is, in fact, a sport.
Yeah!
I'd be quite interested to watch that one. Apparently, you can train bunnies quite well. And when they're trained, they can jump over little obstacles, which I reckon would be adorable. Okay. Got two more to go now. So next up we have extreme potato harvesting, which is seeing how many potatoes you can dig out of the ground in an allocated time slot. You compete against other people who are doing the same thing. What do you reckon? Extreme potato harvesting, sport or spoof?
Sport?
Sport.
You're both wrong.
Hell no!
It's a spoof!
No.
Although, can you imagine the arm workout in that? I reckon it should be a sport. It's one way to work up those arm muscles.
So one thing that's similar but is a sport is worm harvesting. I don't know if you've seen that. People stamping on the ground, using forks, using rain shakers, all that kind of stuff. Happens every year. There's a big championship for it. Don't know why, but it's a sport.
Wow. Now we know. Maybe extreme potato harvesting should become one too. There you go. Next big sport idea, guys. Okay, the final one. Now you've both got four right each. So, you know, this could potentially make you or break you. So this is the last one, and this is kind of one of my favourite ones. This is chess boxing. So this is 11 alternating rounds of chess and boxing. You can win by a knockout and a checkmate. Sport or spoof? What do you reckon?
Definitely sport. I've also watched the championships for this as well.
Well, I feel like saying yes would be cheating, but yeah, seeing as Dan said it is, then...
What kind of stuff do you watch in your spare time?
Crazy sports.
Wow. Well, you are correct. Chess boxing is, in fact, a sport.
Yeah!
Now, I feel like really mediocre with my TV schedule of, like, Netflix things and soap operas. It's all about watching these kind of sports.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, guys. You both did really good. You got five each. You got a nice draw, so, you know, you can stay on friendly terms now.
So, Caving Society, thank you very much for coming in. Just remind us again, where can we catch you? How can we catch you? And this is the bit where you can just shamelessly plug, so...
So we have Abseil Meet on Sunday. Meet at the Parkington Steps at 10 a.m. All you have to, it's free apart from the bus fare. Then we have training Tuesday and Friday, 8 till 10 at the Edge, if you come and meet us there. And then the Give It A Go on Saturday the 3rd. If you sign up on the Union, just search for Caving and you'll find it all there. And if you find our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/groups/ Leeds University Speleological Association. Got it right.
How do you spell speleological?
Very good question.
You know what? We'll put it on our Twitter account.
We'll put it on our Twitter
this
account.
This is LSR.
It's spelled wrong on our hoodies, so don't use that.
So you've got misprinted hoodies.
We do, yes.
Yeah, it was the fault of our secretary last year.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and hopefully see you soon.
That was Sport or Spoof with Leeds Speleological Society.
If you want to hear more about what they get up to, click the link in the description below.
Otherwise, LSR comes back on air this Monday from 9 a.m. live on www.thisislsr.com. Ta-ra for now.